الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله وخير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. So connecting to the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about the person who will be given his books of deeds in his left hand, and that person, he will be very much ashamed and he will say all those words that I should not know my accounts, and I wish that the death of the first time that I had in the world, that should be, that's it, that should be the end of everything, there should be no second life after that. And he said that my all wealth is not giving me any benefit today, and my all arguments, my authority and my power, everything is gone. So then it will be a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be given to the angels that seize him. Khuduhu, today's first word. Khuduhu means seize him, grab him, take him. This is something like a decree or command for the criminals that arrest them. This is something like that. Khuduhu. Faghulluhu, and put a chain around his neck. Chain like the culprits, the criminals, when they are arrested at that time, those who are big criminals, so there is a chain around their neck. فَغُلُّوه ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوه, then cast him, throw him into the blazing fire. الْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. So ثُمَّ means then, الْجَحِيم means hellfire, sallu, throw him. Thumma fi silsilatin zar'uha sab'una zira'an faslukuh. Then fasten him with a chain. Again, this is a big chain. Silsila, silsila means chain. Zar'uha, the length of this chain is 70 cubits. Sab'una, 70. Zira'an, zira'an is cubit. This was the measurement that used to be in that time. And it is very amazing and strange that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the word zira'an, that means cubit, or other words they have the meaning of cubit, in all the holy scriptures. This word is found in the Bible also, in Torah, and in the Quran.
Is it cubit or cubic?
Cubit.
Cubid.
Okay. Cubid is actually is the length of the forearm, that is from the elbow all the way to the tip of your middle finger. That is the measurement.
So one measurement is cubit.
Yeah, one measurement is cubit.
C-U-B-I-T.
Yes, C-U-B-I-T.
Okay, so zaruha is what?
Zaruha, length.
Length.
Ha.
Okay. And sabuna zira'an?
70 cubits.
Sabuna means 70 and zira'an is cubit.
Yes.
Okay.
Cubit. Ha. Fasluku, like wrap around this chain, wrap him around this chain. Or fasten him with that. So it's every word is clear. Summa fi silsilatin, then put him in the chain. Fi silsila, zar'uha, length of that chain, sab'una zira'an, 70 yards or 70 cubit. Fasluku, again fasten him. Right. Innahu kana la yu'minu billahi al-azim. Indeed, this person did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he was there in the world, At that time he did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu kana, he was like that. La yu'minu, did not have iman. Billah, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-azim, Allah, the one who is very high, very great. Right? So azim is the sifat, attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means most high.
So kana means he was?
Was, yes. وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. So, one thing about his iman, that he did not have faith. Now, second thing about his action. Action-wise also, he was not a good person. He was so bad that he did not take care of the needy and poor people, miskeen people, by his wealth. He never spent his wealth on the charity work on those people who are in need of his help. Miskeen, needy. Not only that he did not take care of that, but he did not motivate other people also.
Ta'am is not only for food, alone.
Ta'am is food, yes.
So isn't it he did not feed the needy?
Yeah, he did not feed the needy, and he did not encourage.
Encourage.
Actually, the word yahuddu did not encourage. It came in the same ayah in Surah Al-Ma'un also. Araita alladhi yukadhibu bid-deen, fadhalika alladhi yad'u al-yateem, wala yahuddu ala ta'amil miskeen. Right? So, same ayat. Wala yahuddu ala ta'amil miskeen. So, basically, Islamic concept is that it is not only those ibadat that we do, alhamdulillah, all obligatory prayers and fasting and zakat and hajj. In addition to that, taking care of the society, the people in the society, the needy, deserving people, it is also a great work of Islam. And this is the right use of the wealth. If and someone who is accumulating the wealth only for himself and is not spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not taking care of those people, so this wealth will become a big means of azab for the same person. وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ فَلَيْسَ لَهُ الْيَوْمَ هَا هُنَا حَمِيمٌ. So there is no friend for him today, the one who can help him. So laisa means no, there is none. Lahu, for him. Al-yawma, today. Hahuna, here. And hamim is close friend. The type of friend, the one who is very close to you and he is always ready to help you. But on that day, that person will not find anyone who can help him.
Ma'am, what's the difference between Hamim and Khalil?
Khalil is exclusively the type of friend that friendship is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who has the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him his friend, and he also made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his friend. So Khalil, that comes from the very spiritual connection and relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Hamim is our, you know, in worldly relations that we have friends, so they can be very helping to us, very supporting, but it is between human beings. Human beings, right?
So hauna is different, right?
No. Hamim is friend.
Oh, hamim is friend.
And hauna means here.
No, hina is also here.
Hina is also here.
So why hina and hauna means?
Same, yes.
is huna, then hauna. I think it's two words, right?
So it gives you more emphasis, like right here, just right here, you know, something like that. There is no big difference in the word hina or hahuna.
Okay, so here no close word.
Like sometimes in Arabic, you have most of the time the regular word ya. You call someone with the name and before the name ya, right? But sometimes you say ayyuha. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, right? Ayyuha. So ayyuha, it comes after ya. So it is giving more emphasis in the meaning of the same meaning of ya. So it is Arabic, you know, different words with the more stress in the meaning. Okay. So there is no friend today for him here. وَلَا طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ غِسْلِينَ. And there is no food. وَلَا طَعَامٌ. No food for that person. إِلَّا مِنْ غِسْلِينَ. Except of very dirty thing, very dirty water, dirty pus that comes out of the wounds. So there's two, three different, you know, concept or the meaning of this word ghislin. One is that when people, they have very dirty clothes or any dirty object, and when you clean it, so every dirt impurity that is coming out of that washing, so that thing is called ghislin. Or the second meaning ghislin is also the pus that comes out of the wounds, that is also ghislin. So it is most detested, most hateful thing anyone can imagine, you know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exemplified that you can imagine what type of the food, if there would be any for them. So it will not be any food that is nutritious or delicious or any kind of that. And I was reading a beautiful, you know, connection and relation also of this word. It is related to his attitude that he showed towards the poor people. He never spent his wealth, right? The charity, when people, they give zakat and sadaqat, the most benefit of giving is that it is purifying the wealth. You know, every year when you are spending, so it is always, you know, always it is purifying the wealth. So it is like washing and cleaning. And that person, he did not give his wealth. So he did not purify his wealth. So all the dirt, all the impurity was there in his wealth. That impurity will be given to him on that day, that now today is this is your food.
Is the word ghusl come out of this?
The same root of ghuslin is ghuslun, ghuslun in Arabic, everything that is related to the washing. So it's ghusl. La ya'kuluhu illa al-khati'un. And this food will not eat except all those criminals, khati'un, all those sinners. So la ya'kuluhu, will not eat it except al khati'un, those who had the life of rebellious life.
Is that from khata?
Khata, yes. It is ismul fa'il. Ismul fa'il. Khati'un is singular, khati'un is the plural. Like katibun, a person who is writer. Katibun is plural. Right? So this is called ismul fa'il, the subject. So, alhamdulillah, is clear?